The Mother Earth Report with Belinda Matlitsky.
Hello, Belinda. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, and very much enjoying your choice of music.
Oh, good for you.
It was a good song.
The synchronicity is that I actually performed Katonti.
Did you?
On the weekend, yes.
Oh my gosh.
At an interfaith outreach program, and it went down very well. In fact, people were weeping. They didn't know what it was about. But the music is so intense. So and his brother's music, that's very, very different, but also incredibly moving.
Yeah, so that's so one that he actually did with, that Aaron Razel did with Yishai Ribo.
Belinda, what do you mean I performed that piece of music?
I'm an opera singer.
Do you know Belinda's also a rabbi?
Why don't you spill the beans
okay,
on
Belinda,
these things?
You know
Kathy?
What? Let's just put yes. the topics aside and why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself that you're willing to tell us about?
Okay. So my initial training was as an opera singer.
No way.
I've been playing the piano since I was 3. So my passion is the human voice. And Kabbalah is my other absolute passion. And putting the two together, I feel spiritually most connected when I sing.
Wow.
And I found a way to put the two together.
Who knew? Kathy was keeping that a secret for the last 9 months.
That's
well,
not the only thing.
I will have to send you some clips.
Okay. So, tell us some more, Belinda.
Okay. So I'm actually a mystic. And I think this is one of the reasons, strangely enough, that I'm so drawn to working with Mother Earth, because we are not, as Jews, we're not pantheists, we're not panentheists, but we have this feeling for tikkun olam. And when we try to help the planet, we are in fact repairing it and maybe even repairing the different worlds, the different dimensions. Mm. So I have abilities which enable me to operate as a visionary, and I bring that also into my work of looking at how we can innovate to change things for the better in society, as well as obviously working for the welfare of the planet. But the planet is, the Mother Earth is only one area of my many interests.
Gosh, I'm quite blown away, Belinda. It's just so fascinating to me. I mean, who knew?
All right, so comes from the planet.
Yeah. Back to the planet and the children who you say are leading the way.
Indeed. And I have been very touched by Greta Thunberg, and particularly so, this is where the opera does come in, because I found out that her mother is Malena Erdmann, who is one of my favorite mezzo-sopranos in the world. A famous opera singer, and this child has had such an influence that her mother has actually put her career on hold because of Greta's climate change activism. Her father is a well-known actor in Sweden, and Malena and the father have actually taken a step back in order to care for Greta and to actually further this agenda of putting a stop to climate change. And this has been an incredibly astounding fact for me, because they no longer fly. Her parents, who depend on flight in order to pursue their careers, no longer fly in order to conserve and to minimize their carbon footprint.
I need a bit of background on this girl, Belinda. Who is she?
Greta Thunberg is a 16-year-old girl from Sweden who's become more than a figurehead for climate change activism world. Wide, she is the one who led the global school strikes, claiming and reclaiming the future for children. And this is where the children are leading. She says that we need to understand that the house is on fire, that this is a global emergency. Our house, our world is already in a state of emergency. And with her research, she has found that we have already exhausted our bank account, as it were, as early as 1987, and that we need to put back into the earth pronto. And so she became deeply depressed 5 years ago, and they couldn't actually find out what was going on with her. I also relate to Greta Thunberg, who has become such a celebrity.
Yeah.
In spite of her, when she actually says, not in spite of, she says because of her Asperger's, and as a mother of an autistic child as well, I'm aware of how those narrowly focused interests can become such a way of specializing that there's absolutely nobody else who could do it so well. And because of that, and that pedantic attitude, she's become an absolute specialist in climate change at the tender age of 16 and is now a spokeswoman. You do need to hear her speeches. They have an impact beyond any that I have heard on this subject.
That's absolutely remarkable. You know, you think about her, you think about Malala, what's her name?
Yes.
The one, you think about these kids who are taking the initiative in the States against gun laws. There seems to be, the kids aren't waiting anymore. They've had enough of waiting. They're taking the initiative and they're doing it themselves.
And, you know, I actually believe that they have to. They are leading the way because there is a global crisis and they have realized that the adults are responsible for it and have not addressed the issues timeously. And of course, I have to just climb a bit of nachas here, because the Israeli high school children from the Gymnasium Herzliya have found a way to mass produce algae to feed starving children. Serena, 6-year project, and they have cultivated spirulina at a fraction of the cost of the usual health store, price of the spirulina. They've been growing the spirulina in buckets, in plastic bottles. They now have this initiative going, and it's been implemented in Rwanda, Ethiopia, Kenya, and the DRC. And spirulina has a 70% protein content. And their new superfood that they call algeed, obviously from algae, although spirulina is actually one of the cyanobacteria family, from that family, but this is happening, and the Congolese agricultural reps have recently visited the school. Some of the children have been to Africa to actually implement this. And this is Tikkun Olam for me in its highest form. And then some more of our wonderful students at the Technion in Israel have won an award for a new Israeli superfood called Algafel. Any
Amazing.
Guesses what that is?
It's algae and falafel and? with a little bit of coriander thrown in and maybe a handful or two of garlic.
Reverend woman.
Yeah. You know what, Belinda, unfortunately, we've got to get to news. But thank you so much. I think you need to start a Mother Earth Facebook page,
yes,
and post articles. And I think that would be lovely.